Last night, after a meeting at UVA's Newcomb Hall, I strolled across Emmett Street to the Dell to take a quiet moment on the water. Above me in the darkening air, bats crisscrossed over the water, partaking of the mosquitoes who were, in between my slaps, trying to partake of me. The sound of the traffic on the road was constant, but as I sat, it started to blend with a new sound, one of flowing water from somewhere beyond a large English boxwood remaining from a former landscape. This is a section of Meadow Creek that has been rehabilitated and restored, brought to the surface after being contained in the 1950s. When the construction of the dorms at McCormick Road altered the topography of Meadow Creek near its headwaters at Observatory Hill, the water, still answering to gravity and the lay of the land, needed somewhere to go. And in the conventional wisdom of that era, concrete, drainpipe, and culverts were employed to root the water away and downhill. The project at the Dell is now famous for bringing back to the light of day much of this underground section of Meadow Creek, while creating a mixed habitat alongside the restored stream flowing into a formerly landscaped retention pond, the floodplain real estate shared with the basketball courts, tennis courts, and walking trails. The Dell and other innovative stormwater projects at UVA have been much publicized. This month's Landscape Architecture magazine has a multi-page glossy spread about the redevelopment of the stream valley of Meadow Creek, as well as downhill at the John Paul Jones Arena. There, roof and parking lot rainwater are collected in planted swales and rain gardens, engineered to slow the water so that it can infiltrate through the layers of soil and feed the creek in the slow but sure ways of groundwater. Jeff Sittler, UVA's environmental compliance manager, says he's giving about a tour a week these days, and rightly so. 5 years since the completion of the Dell, the university knows that it is working. The plants are filling out nicely, and it has become a place that attracts wildlife, students, neighbors, and the occasional citizen like me who can't resist a water feature of any kind. Between the pond and the copse of woods where the creek emerges from its containment is a greenway spotted with picnic benches. The designers used the change in elevation to replicate the three main physiographic regions of Virginia. Mountain laurel and hemlock in the upper reach speak for the Blue Ridge. Along the stream, stepped into riffles by strategically placed boulders, are the plants of the Piedmont, dogwoods and species of ilex and magnolia only found in this region. Finally, as the water emerges into the open stretches of pool and pond, it has arrived symbolically at the coastal plains, the flatland marshes, arrow plant and cattail, wetlands doing the work of nutrient and sediment uptake, as they do in the tidal reaches of the Chesapeake Bay. As I sat in the shadows, much of the beauty of the Dell was beyond my sight. In the same way that stormwater has often been out of sight, channeled away from the places we want to be. But it was we humans who named it stormwater to begin with, who engineered its collection and conveyance to suit our need to use the land in our own ways. This restoration allows the natural exchange of water and its vapor, makes possible the give and take of heaven and earth as water moves once again on and through the land. At the Dell, you can almost sense that this is where a wrong has been made right. And after all, isn't this also what we humans strive to do? This is Leslie Middleton. Please join me next week at this same time for another installment of the Rivanna Rambler, or for podcasts anytime online at rivannarambler.org. If you have questions or comments, please call 924-0885 or visit wtju.net.